You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Kid Dark Against the Machine is one of my cookie-cutter-verse stories and was first published by the Book Smugglers in 2016. You can read the story for free on their website, or because it's pretty long, you can purchase it as an ebook. If you like Kid Dark, check out Girl Reporter, my 2017 novella, which follows up and continues the adventures of Solar, the Dark, Kid Dark, and others. Okay, today's is a short one. Sorry, not sorry. Chapter 2, Sidekick. "I don't need a sidekick," was the first thing that the Dark said to me, and then he didn't speak again for like a month. I could see his point of view. He'd been the Dark for decades, fighting crime, righting wrongs. He had an image to maintain. You look at that dark, swirling cape, the glaring eyes beneath the cowl, and you thought, lone hero who can fuck your shit up without even trying. And there was me, 12 years old, with my stupid red hair and freckles, and a costume that screamed, Kid Dark. I had a cape to match his. No hood, only a domino mask, because I guess the machine was super into everyone seeing I was a ginger. My boots, my belt, everything reflected his costume. Oh, and I wasn't exaggerating about the name. According to the machine, I was Kid Dark. None of them knew what to do with me. They were all veterans of combat, powerhouses in Lycra. They were R-rated. I was PG-13. J. Jupiter, the Kid Dark story. "Astra's my favourite," said Liam, 2 months after the opening of the Super Secret Superhero Clubhouse. He wasn't a kid Griff spent much time with, to be honest. Liam was one of the specky indoor reader gamers, and it was the outdoor football kickers who crowded around Griff most when he was working. Griff never looked too closely into why he was uncomfortable with the boys looking up to him as a role model. He told himself it was because he was a dropout with no employment skills, but no, that wasn't it. He remembered being that kid. He remembered desperately wanting some grown-up to be his hero. But he didn't choose his role model in the end. The machine chose one for me. "Yeah, kid." Griff wasn't really listening. He was busy trying to unblock the sink without doing himself a mischief. "She's hot. We've all been there." "I don't have a crush on her." The kid sounded offended. "I don't like girls." Willa was right. Someone had to take responsibility for these kids not turning into total assholes when they grew up. "Girls can be heroes just as much as guys, you know." "I know," Liam said patiently. "That's what I was saying. I don't have a crush on her. I don't want to kiss her or anything. I genuinely think she's the best. I made this chart." While Griff worked on the pipes, dismantling and reassembling them, the kid read to him from a 3-page chart, proving categorically that Astra, not just this Astra, but all 4 of the legacy Astras rolled into one, was a more efficient and effective superhero than any of the traditionally lauded Aussie greats. "Kid," Griff said finally when he was done and washing his hands, "you do good work, but what's your point?" "Oh," said Liam, pushing his cheap plastic spectacles further up his nose. "I think I'm turning into a supervillain. Do you think I'll get to pick which hero is my nemesis?" Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. I told you this one was short. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.